From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The climate summit begins in Paris. U.S. President Barack Obama urged world leaders to rise to the moment, telling them progress at a U.N. climate summit in Paris will be measured by the suffering that is averted and a planet that is preserved.
Nearly 200 nations have assembled here this week. A declaration that for all the challenges we face, the growing threat of climate change could define the contours of this century more dramatically than any other.
The summit participants are trying to reach an agreement on measures to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. Mr. Obama voiced regret Monday to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the Turkish shootdown of a Russian jet fighter last week. The two leaders met for 30 minutes on the sidelines of the climate summit. The U.S. State Department says it has evidence from its own sources and from Turkey that the Russian jet shot down on the Turkey-Syria border last week had violated Turkish airspace. A spokeswoman says Turkey warned the Russian pilots multiple times but received no response. Russia has insisted that the plane never left Syria. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Monday his country will not apologize for shooting down the jet. He said he hoped Russia would reconsider economic sanctions that President Vladimir Putin announced in response to the incident. The United Nations says overnight attacks on civilians by Ugandan rebels in an eastern border region of the Democratic Republic of Congo has left at least 24 people dead. The incidents took place in the Beni region. This is VOA News. Pope Francis wrapped up his visit to the Central African Republic on Monday with a visit to a mosque. Chris Stein reports.
Pope Francis brought his message of peace and reconciliation to a mosque in Bangui's PK5 neighborhood. It was perhaps the most treacherous part of his 24-hour stay in the CAR's capital. PK5 was once home to tens of thousands of Muslims, but the area has been the scene of multiple clashes between Muslim and Christian militias, and the majority of its residents have fled to other cities or to IDP camps. Despite security concerns, Pope Francis arrived at the mosque in his open-sided Pope Mobile, flanked by guards and United Nations peacekeepers. Addressing an audience inside, he called for solidarity between Muslims and Christians. Chris Stein, Bangui.
The United States tightened its visa waiver program Monday in the wake of the Paris terrorist attacks. It added new screenings for travelers headed to the U.S. from the 38 countries around the world whose citizens need a visa to enter the country. The International Monetary Fund Monday added China's yuan to its basket of key global currencies. The IMF said that the yuan is qualified to be added to the U.S. dollar, Europe's euro, the Japanese yen, and the British pound as one of the currencies in the World Organization's special drawing rights grouping. Here is IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde.
Today, November 30th, the IMF's executive board decided that the renminbi qualified for the SDR basket under existing criteria.
That action will take effect next October. A Jerusalem court convicted two Israeli youths Monday for last year's killing of a 16-year-old Palestinian teenager who was burned to death in East Jerusalem. The court postponed its verdict for a third defendant after the man's lawyer submitted a last-minute insanity defense. The two youths are due to be sentenced in January. Abu Qader was abducted and then burned to death in retaliation for the kidnapping and killing of three Israeli teens. The United States has received what are called credible reports of an imminent attack in the Afghan capital within the next 2 days. The government is urging U.S. citizens to exercise great caution if traveling around Kabul. According to an official statement, the leaders of Pakistan and Afghanistan held an extensive exchange Monday in Paris. The conversations focused on the stalled peace process in Afghanistan. Former Prime Minister Roch Marc Christian Kabore holds a strong lead as results trickle in from Burkina Faso's presidential election. Partial returns showed him ahead with more than 50% of the vote. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.